Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Michaela Durant. She's the program director for the Start Talking program under the Gidget Foundation in Australia. And we are going to talk about the importance of accessing that service, that very important phone call during the time of COVID. Good day, Michaela.
Hello, Maridel. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Telehealth has become the norm because of COVID in the past few months. How important is it that we are able to access services from the comforts of our home?
Oh, it's really important, Maridel. I think having a new baby or expecting a new baby is a really, really challenging time for many people. It's a joyful time as well. But if things are not working out as you think that they should do, then it's really important for people to be able to reach out. And so telehealth plays a really vital role in trying to access a specialist service for people who live in regional or remote areas. They might not ordinarily be able to access a free specialist service such as our Start Talking program within their local area. So it's really important for them to be able to link through via telehealth to one of those services. But also for people who are living in metro areas as well, it can be equally difficult to get to a face-to-face appointment. For example, if somebody has had a birth trauma or a surgical procedure, for example, then, you know, it can be extremely difficult or maybe not even possible at all to drive or travel to an appointment. But also things like, you know, if a baby is unwell, or if the baby is sleeping and there have been difficulties getting them to sleep, then, you know, what do you do about then sort of getting out the door and trying to get to an appointment? So telehealth really offers an incredibly flexible way of being able to access specialist support, which is so vital at this time.
Now, Start Talking program in particular is important to new and expectant mothers, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So we offer free psychological support to new and expectant parents across the country through our Start Talking program. People can access up to 10 free consultations with one of our perinatal mental health specialists, and that's available across the country. So it's a really vital service for people who are experiencing emotional distress at that perinatal time, and they can then reach out to our organisation, and we can put them in touch with people who can help them then navigate the challenges that they're facing.
And I suppose during the time of COVID, when everyone is encouraged to see the doctor or go to your GP when you're not feeling well, maybe the mothers or expectant mothers will say, I don't want to add to the stress, I don't want to add to the burden that the healthcare system is experiencing now. But it is important, isn't it, that when we feel that something wrong within us, that we seek help?
Absolutely. It's really important. And you know what? That's exactly why the Gidget Foundation is here and why the Start Talking program is available. It's to provide that support for people, you know, and we would really encourage people to reach out for support if they feel that things are not quite right. You know, if, for example, they're worrying about things, you know, more than they would normally worry about them, and if that's been happening for a particular period of time, or if they've got feelings that they can't cope, or they're feeling more sad than usual, things like that, we really encourage people to just reach out, or even just find out a little bit more information. We have a whole range of information on our website around perinatal depression and anxiety that might sort of help to inform people, and also then give them details of how they can access support if they feel they need it.
Society has this image of the new moms as being all happy, isn't it? And joyful that they've got given birth to this new human being, but it isn't always the case.
That's absolutely right. You know, for many people, it can be sometimes difficult to find the joy in what's happened, and you know, and adjust to that sort of very new and challenging time in people's lives. And it's not something that is uncommon. You know, there's 1 in 5 new mums and 1 in 10 new dads will experience some form of perinatal depression and anxiety, and that's sort of over 100,000 new parents in Australia. So there are a lot of people that find that sort of transition into parenthood a really difficult time. So that's the reason why we're here. We want to be able to help people navigate those challenges and go on to live very fulfilled lives with, you know, a very complete and happy family.
Now, who can access this service? Do we just ring you or do we need to go through the referral from our GP?
So to access the free service through us, you do need to have a GP referral and a mental health care plan, but you can call us or reach out to us before you have those documents in place. You can talk to us about our services. We can get you sort of registered with us. And then in the meantime, you can also get your mental health care plan and referral from your GP. So the important thing is just to make contact, and then we can provide you with all of that information to get you on your way and get you sort of working with one of our perinatal mental health specialists.
Has there been an increase in the need for the service, especially during now?
Absolutely. We have seen a tremendous increase in demand for our services. I think between May and August, we've seen a 60% increase in the number of consultations that we've delivered. So absolutely, I think, you know, this has been a really challenging time with COVID-19 for very many people across Australia. And I think that's no different for new and expectant parents. I think, you know, the difficulties that were there before COVID-19, you know, are even more so for new and expectant parents over this time as well.
If I'm not mistaken, the telehealth service can no longer be accessed as easily as it is during the time of the pandemic, because from September 30, services will change?
Yes, that's right. So with the outbreak of COVID-19, the government brought in a range of changes to Medicare, which meant that anybody across Australia could access telehealth. That wasn't the case before COVID-19. So what's going to happen at the end of September is those Medicare changes are actually going to be rolled back. So it means that it will become very restrictive once again to be able to access telehealth under Medicare. And essentially, you will need to live in a pretty rural area of the country to be able to, or to be eligible to access telehealth under Medicare. So it will mean that a really large number of people who are currently able to access specialist support through telehealth won't be able to do so after the end of September. So we're really encouraging the federal government to reconsider rolling back these item numbers and just maintaining this equity of access to telehealth that we've currently got. It's so vital for people.
Finally, Michaela, we all know that seeking help and getting support is important, but when do you know that you need it?
So if you feel like feelings that you can't cope, or if you're feeling sadder than usual, if you're worrying about things more than you would normally worry about things, if you might be finding it harder to do some of those daily tasks that you would normally do, perhaps you might feel that your interest in your baby or your partner might be less, anything like that, anything which is not normal for you, anything that is sort of lasting for more than you know, a few days. If those kind of feelings are lasting for more than a week or two, then we'd really encourage you to reach out to support, either through the Gidget Foundation, through our website, or through your GP, so that we can hook you up with some support to help you navigate those challenges.
Because you're never alone, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're never alone. And, you know, our mission as an organisation is to support the emotional well-being of new and expectant parents. So, you know, we want to be here for everybody. So if people do feel that they need support, we really encourage you to just make contact with us.
Thank you very much, Michaela Durant from Gidget Foundation Australia.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast app.